let's go back to Pyeongchang for a minute, and Canada's up 2-1 in this shootout. You're taking your shot. What is going through? I mean, like, I can't even imagine. What is going through your mind? What do you tell yourself in that moment?
I have the biggest smile on my face right now. It's just crazy to think back to that moment. And kind of throughout the whole shootout, I kept talking to one of our goalies on the bench saying, what do you think? What do you think I should do? And, you know, you never really know what you're going to do in a shootout. But when I got up there to the puck, even with thousands of fans screaming, it was just me and the goalie. And it wasn't until last second that I decided what I was going to do.
Really? It took you till the last second. Is that because you're reading what the goalie is doing or just...
Yeah, essentially. Sometimes, like, you'll go into the shootout with, like, a set move in mind, and kind of what I did, but I had to read what the goalie was doing, and there's just an opening in the top right corner.
Your teammate has the oops, I did it again. Have you thought of a name for the shot that you ended up with, or does any song come to mind or any branding?
I don't know. That's a good question to ask. I'll have to come up with something, but a lot of times people will just say top cheese.
Take me back to the moment where you were in the team huddle sort of seconds after you realize you've won the gold medal. Maddie blocks the shot. You all skeet onto the ice and tackle each other pretty much. As best as you can, explain that moment of being there and present in that experience.
For me, it's, you know, the happiest moment in my life. Something that you work for your entire life, and to win it with your teammates, and yeah, being in that dog pile, I remember standing up and putting my hands to my forehead, like, oh my God, we just won gold at the Olympics. Like, your entire lifetime dream just came true. There's no better feeling.
Has it even really sunk in yet, or are you still kind of floating?
Yeah, it's sunk in somewhat when I, you know, meet somebody new or just to have all the support from the entire country. It's something that we didn't expect to have this much support.
Amanda, for you personally, when did this dream materialize that you knew that you wanted to become a professional ice hockey player?
When I was very little, from a young age growing up, I knew that I wanted to make it to the highest level, but I think it really sunk in when I was 13 or 14 making the national team camps. That's when you first get a USA jersey, and that's when I really thought that I wanted to play in the Olympics and bring home a gold medal.
Talk about your training leading up to this 2018 Olympics. What did it entail for you day in, day out, sort of as it got closer?
It's full days. It's, you know, this year is the biggest year of all of our lives. For 3 years, we're kind of on separate pages, and then we get together for about 6 months before the Olympics, and every day of work, waking up, and usually we'd have a practice and then some kind of meetings and then either a workout or a skills session in the afternoon and treatments at nighttime and get up and do it again the next day. And we had at least one day off a week, but a lot of hours put in.
Talk to me about using the World Championship to demand equality in the program. What needed to be improved that the team decided to stand together and speak out about that?
Yeah, that was a huge point in all of our lives and a historic moment. We were really just pushing for the future, pushing for ourselves, but more so for the future and what we deserved. It's something that we, you know, we take it as our full-time job, and we weren't getting the needs that we needed in order to do that fully. So it wasn't anything that we're looking to make millions, just something that was fair where we could continue to train how we needed to in order to win a gold medal. We were able to come together, and both sides gave up a little bit, but it's a great start for us, and we're just hoping to continue that and for the future generations.
Was the main issue equal pay, or was it more so you just weren't having the facilities you needed?
Yeah, some of it was definitely equal pay. Really, a lot of different things, whether it was, you know, the med staff that we had there or the training tables and food that we were getting to fuel our bodies. There's, I don't even know how many items, but a very long list of things that we were looking to agree on, and, you know, a lot of them were met.
And this was stuff that you had seen that the men had more or better of, essentially?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, comparing it a little bit to women's soccer, but, I mean, they have a bigger platform and do draw more fans, so we're aware of that, but also comparing it to the men's side, too.
There are so many young girls out there who saw you make history. It's been 20 years since the U.S. women's ice hockey team has won gold. And personally, what do you want girls who are playing sports, I mean, it could be specifically playing ice hockey or just sports in general, to know about what they might encounter on their athletic journey now that you've reached such a high place in your career?
For me, the best advice that I've heard is work hard and have fun. And I think, you know, if somebody's not enjoying themselves as a kid, I would encourage them to try a different sport, or maybe it's not a sport and it's a different activity, but just love what you're doing, and there won't really be a hard day. And if there is, that's when you have your teammates to lean on.
Where do you have your gold medal now? Where do you keep it? Where does it go? What happens after all this happens?
Yeah, well, right now I've been trying to share it with as many people as possible. So I think it's sitting next to my bed right now. But I'll just bring it with me a lot of places and, you know, let people hold it, let people wear it, take pictures. I heard advice that to share it with everybody, and I really loved that. And to see the happiness on other people's faces, to see it is incredible.
So where do you go from here? I mean, once you win gold, what is the next goal for you? Have you even thought about that? How do you top that?
Yeah, you would think after, you know, you kind of achieve your lifetime dream, what do you do next? And it's a little bit of that, but I think for me at the same time, this has inspired me to want to win another gold medal. So I plan on continuing to play, and along the way, I think I'm going to, you know, maybe find some part-time work and get a little experience there as well.
And then what do you want to see female hockey players? And I mean, we could even expand if you feel like you'd like to expand it to female athletes overall have the opportunity to achieve in the future. What do you want to see women in the sport get to achieve moving forward?
I think just professional leagues for, you know, every sport, and for young girls growing up to be able to see the women in those spots and be able to know that they can get there and have something to work for.
How does it feel for you that there are young girls out there looking up to you saying, because you did it, I can do this too?
It's an honor. You know, that's one of the biggest things that I think all of us have taken away from this is, you know, who we've inspired, and to see the little girls smiling and happiest thing ever to meet us. It's incredible. And we just hope to continue to inspire as many little kids as we can.
Thank you so much for your hard work and your effort and your dedication. And I will come up with a song for you. I promise.
Okay, I'm going to hold you to that.
All right, Amanda, thank you so much for your time.
No problem. Thanks for having me.